Hallelujah, peace to all of you, brothers and sisters. I truly thank the Lord for His guidance. That in these few days, we can all come together to attend this cultivation session. Deacon Chen of this congregation told me, said this is the first time we've had this kind of cultivation
workshop.
But we praise God. I've observed firsthand how the elders, ministers of both, and workers of both churches have planned this together, and it's gone off well. What I thank God even more is that from the first day until now, there's still so many people here. So thank the Lord for the earnest heart with which you seek after the Lord. And I believe deeply that God will bless you today and ever after. And these few days, we've also been able to listen to a lot of wonderful words and testimonies. And we've spent a lot of time in prayer. And so I believe that each of you must have a wonderful feeling inside your heart.
And
however, this movement of your heart needs to be continued and lived out in your life. Since we've had this chance to cultivate our spirits, each of us, and with the help of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, each of us needs to ponder how we can go on to work for Him. Because this is the only way that you will ever become a spiritually healthy person. And if you only listen, you may think that it's great, but then if you don't do anything else, your head will just get larger. Because if you listen but do not perform the Word of God, then although your head is very large, your arms and legs will be very small, and you will be a spiritual freak. And you need to listen as well as to do the Word of God for you to be able to grow into the form, the spiritual form that the Lord is pleasing to
Him.
So in this session, we will especially concentrate on preaching the gospel. The purpose of our nurturing our spirits, of attending various holy events and doing the work is so that we can preach this gospel. And to do the holy work and to preach the gospel is the commandment of the Lord. Please turn to Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 15.
15 and 16,
this is Jesus' appearance to the disciples after his resurrection. Before he ascended to heaven, he had this important command. Go into all the world and preach to every creature. As long as you are baptized into the name of the Lord, you also are under this commission. And so this is true spiritual cultivation, listening and doing, and in this way acting out in a Christ-like
life.
God freely gave us His mercy and His blessing.
And
so we need to know how to live for Him. When Paul came to believe in Christ, he made a determination to live and die for Him.
或活或死, 总是主耶稣的人了,
and so whether in life or in death, he belonged wholly to the Lord Jesus.
这个就是懂得立志为主耶稣做什么的时候,
so this is a case of knowing, making a determination to live
for Him. 所以保罗他也这样说,
and this is why Paul said the following. 我们看这个罗马书第十章, please turn to Romans 10.
罗马书第十章,
Romans 10.
第十章的 十四节，Chapter 10, verse 14。十四节，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传福音的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美啊！保罗认为最美的善事，最好的 主的工作就是要报喜信传福音给人。
Verses 14 and 15, the most beautiful work is to spread the good news to everyone.
那我们只有光听光明白,
but if we only listen and understand,
没有把这样自豪的福音传给更多的亲朋好友,
and do not preach this most precious portion and gospel to our friends and relatives.
这个传福音也要传给我们自己本会的同龄，要造就他们的。
Because this gospel needs also to be spread to our own brothers and sisters.
这是对内的一种造就牧会。
And there is also this dimension of internal pastoring.
对外有很多还没有信主的要更将这个福音的好处啊, 传给他们, 让他们也与我们一起同得好处。
But in the outside world, there are so many people who have not yet come to believe, and so we need to preach to them so they can share.
所以保罗的一生真的是为着主耶稣传这么佳美的脚中。
And so Paul's whole life embodied these beautiful footsteps of the gospel.
他后来知道要离开这个世上的时候，他讲出了这么有胜利、这么有信心的话。
And so when he was about to leave this world, he was able to say these victorious words.
那当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have run the race.
当守的道我守尽了。
I have kept the faith.
当打的这个仗他已经打好了。
And I have fought the good fight.
我们真的要离开的那一刹那, 敢这样子向神说吗?
And would we be able to say this at the moment of our death?
平常我们时间用在做这种美好脚中的事用了多少?
How much of our time have we spent on embodying these beautiful footsteps of the gospel?
有一次我讲到这篇道理的时候,
now once when I was giving a sermon on this topic,
有一个老弟兄啊, 活了七十几岁啊,
there was an elderly a brother who was in his 70s.
聚会完他就告诉我,
after the service he came and told
啊,
me,
天传道,
he said,
Preacher
Tan,
I'm truly
ashamed before the Lord because I have not yet led one
我想啊,
person.
我敢在进入棺材以前啊, 最起码带一个来,
I'd like to lead even one person to Christ before I enter the grave.
说感谢主了,
and I said, let's praise God that you have this kind of commitment.
他说好,
and so he said that he would keep this in
mind. 我觉得一个年长啊, 他懂得明白神的道理,
and I thought that it was extremely difficult for such an elderly person to have this
kind of heart. 有些人懂得, 对啊, 道理懂, 知道了,
because there are so many people who know about the gospel and know about preaching but don't even do it once.
哎, 将来到神的面前,
And actually, this work is the greatest blessing when we come before the throne.
所以保罗说，最大的赏赐、最大的福气、最美的善事，就是传福音给人家，也灵魂得救，能够认识耶稣。
Paul said the greatest reward and the greatest blessing and work is to bring people before the Lord.
我们大家都只有这个心愿。
And so each of us shares in this aspiration.
因为受洗归入主的名下，已经属于耶稣基督的人了。
Since we have been baptized into His name, we belong to Him.
这是不能说我不愿意做的事情。
And so it's not something that we can simply choose not to do.
这个是每一个人需要做的。
This is a task everyone engages in.
也不是说这个属于某个执事、属于某个长老、某个传道要做的，大家都要做，因为大家都领受救恩。
And you should never say this is the work of such and such a minister or deacon, but everyone shares in it.
问题是怎么做。
But the question is, how is this to be done?
传福音有传福音的原则呢。
Because there are principles to preaching the gospel.
你离开这个原则就很困难看到神的作为。
If you stray from these principles, it's difficult for you to see the hand of God.
就是真理有一个原则。
And thus, the truth has principles.
在这个原则之下，只要不违背我们的方法，我们的做法，将可以采诸般的智慧啊，来带领人类。
And it's only when we stay according to these principles that we can utilize various methods.
但是离开了这个真理的原则、传福音的原则啊，你的做法、讲法，神就不喜悦。
But if you once you leave these principles, God will be displeased regardless of how you do it.
所以怎么做都带不到主耶稣的面前，改变他的生命，让灵魂能够得救。
And however you try, you will not be able to change people and lead them to salvation.
保罗他有深深这一方面的体验。
Paul had a very profound experience in this matter.
我们就根据他一段所讲述的，他所走过的，来跟到大家介绍这样的方法。
And so let's follow in the words that he spoke and in the path that he walked.
我们一起来看哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章的第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
1-5
在这五节当中，我们可以提出三个方法，有关传讲福音真理的原则。
We can recover from these verses three principles to preaching the gospel.
我们看第一节、第二节里面。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2.
这保罗说我不用，不是用高言大志对你们讲哎。
Paul said I did not come to you with excellence of speech or wisdom.
那是人的方法。
Because those things belong to human methods.
宣传神的奥秘怎么用人的方法去讲哎？
How can you preach the mysteries of God using methods of humans?
所以他在主面前就立下这样的意志。
And so Paul made this commitment before the
Lord. 他只知道传讲耶稣基督和他十字架的救恩。
That he would not do anything except preach Jesus Christ and his
salvation. 保罗不是嘴巴讲讲，他确实是这样做的。
Paul did not just say this, but he actually did this.
所以传福音第一个方法原则就是传讲耶稣基督和十字架救恩。
So the first principle of preaching is to preach Jesus Christ and the cross.
你要让对方能够认识耶稣。
If you want other people to know Jesus,
你就是要介绍耶稣，介绍的完全啊。
Then you need to introduce him completely.
你要让他能够得救，要介绍十字架上救赎的恩功啊。
If you want someone to be saved, you need to let them know about this work.
往往我们不清楚，就讲得不明白了。
But often we are ignorant of this and we are not clear.
所以保罗他很了解呢。
But Paul was quite clear.
所以在他一生中，没有信耶稣跟没有信耶稣之间的这种差别很大，两个人生的生活。
And so you can see how different was the life that he led before and after he believed.
我们一起来看这个加拉太书第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
二十节。
Chapter 2 verse 20.
二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我不会掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督是徒然死了。在这里保罗非常清楚啊。
In 20 and 21, Paul is extremely clear.
他还没有信主以前，
Before he believed in God,
他虽然是一个犹太传统的一个基督徒，
Even though he was a believer in the tradition of Judaism,
但是他借着他的职分，他的权柄，专门破坏这些信耶稣的门徒了。
But he used his power and his authority to persecute Christians.
拿着命令啊，这个告状啊，然后到各地去把这些人抓起来，关在监牢里面。
And traveling with writs of accusation, he captured Christians everywhere.
成为耶稣基督十字架上的仇敌啊。
And he became an enemy of the cross of Christ.
结果他信主以后。
But after he came to believe.
他说跟耶稣基督同钉十字架。
He said, I was crucified by
Christ. 他有一个非常大的生命的改变。
And he underwent an extremely great
change. 现在活着不再是我了。
And he said, the one who lives is not me.
乃是耶稣基督在我里面活了。
But Christ who lives in me.
耶稣基督是爱我的。
Jesus loved me.
为我舍己。
and died for me.
这个观念很重要。
This is an important idea.
好像让我们的肉体的生命、基本的生命能够结合在耶稣基督里面的生命来做见证呢。
Because through this concept, we can become united. Our lives can become united with Christ.
对于怎么传讲耶稣，他有很坚定的观念。
So Paul had a very clear principle with regard to preaching.
我们来看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter
4. 哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的第四节。
4 verse 4.
第四节，此等不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的神像，神的像。我们人不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣基督做你们的仆人。六节。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
4-6
保罗非常清楚地传讲，我们只传耶稣基督。
Paul is very clear here, we only preach Christ.
让他的光啊能够显在每一个人的身上。
So that his light may be shed upon every person.
这是基督荣耀福音的光来照到我们。
And this is the glorious light of the gospel of Christ.
而不是自己的光啊。
And it is not our own light.
人的光算什么？
Because what, after all, is human light?
你真的能够叫人不死吗？
Can you make anyone live forever?
你有这种能力、智慧、经验吗？
Do you have this kind of ability, knowledge, or...
既然没有，当然不能叫人得救啊。
And if you don't, then how can you save anyone yourself?
忠心传讲耶稣基督。
But our task is to faithfully preach Christ.
他甚至这样说，在主里面没有似而又非的道理了。
And Paul also said, in Christ there is no ambiguity.
神只有一事，就是实实在在的。
In Christ there is only yes, and this is true.
他的应许啊，也是实实在在的。
And his promise is true and real.
保罗将耶稣基督介绍的非常完全、很清楚的。
And so Paul set forth a very complete account of
the gospel. 那他对于十字架救恩的道理有什么样的看法呢？
So what kind of view did he have on the gospel of the cross?
我们来看一下加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章
Galatians 6
第六章的十四节
Verse 14
十四节
6 verse 14
但我断不以别的为夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。保罗清楚明白十字架的救恩。
Paul had a very clear understanding of the salvation of the cross.
旧的人呐、啊，有罪的人呐、啊，已经被钉在十字架上，跟耶稣同时同埋葬、同复活。
And that is the old sinful self was crucified and buried with Jesus, and then raised again.
所以他说他只夸我们耶稣基督十字架上的救赎的恩典呢。
And so.All that he had to boast of was the salvation of the cross.
所以我们在传福音，我们要把这两个重要的这个真理啊，一定要分享给我们的亲朋好友啊。
And so we need to impart these two truths to our friends and family.
你不要以为啊，这个这样做没有效，很有效啊。
And don't think that this will not have any effect. Indeed, it will.
小弟曾经负担一个教会。
Once I was pastoring at a church.
我们真的就这样忠心传讲哎。
And we were very faithful in preaching these things.
那个教会已经成立了四五十年。
That church had been established for 40
years. 比我们美国成立真耶教会二十几年的历史还长。
Even longer than the 20-some years history of our church.
所以长治负责人告诉说，天传道还困难了、啊，教会成立了四五十年，没有人来啊，没有人来信啊，很难啊。
And so the ministers there said to me, the work is difficult and no one comes to believe.
从人的角度看，真的很难呐、啊。
From a human standpoint, it was indeed difficult.
哎呀，我们已经快二十年没有慕道者，习惯了。
And they said, we're used to not even having any visitors for some 20 years.
怎么搞得神的教会会变成这样呢？
And I thought to myself, how can the Church of God be like this?
应该不是这样啊。
It shouldn't be this way.
所以我听了心里很难过。
And so I felt very sad inside when I heard this.
那还要这间教会做什么？
And so why should this church even exist?
向神祷告。
And so I prayed to the Lord.
主啊，你的有些仆人啊，已经投降了。
I said, Lord, some of your workers have already surrendered.
在你的道理上面已经没有力量了。
And they are lacking strength in your word.
求主耶稣帮助开路。
Please help them and open up the way for us.
相信圣灵所建设的教会。
And help them and to believe in the church that your spirit has established.
你有你的时候。
You have your own time.
我们愿意等候。
And we are willing to wait.
我们愿意做。
We are willing to act.
我们愿意传讲您跟十字架的救恩。
We are willing to preach you and the cross.
但是求你帮助我们。
But please help us.
要让我们在信仰上成为孤立孤儿。
And do not let us become orphans in our faith.
结合我们这些软弱无用的仆人啊，能够借着主耶稣你的话语带领。
That we are weak and unworthy, bind us together so that we can.
当时小弟向神就是这样祷告。
So that we can work for you, and this is how I prayed.
后来就推动这个福音组。
And then we started to have a preaching small group.
推动祷告的工作。
And also a group of prayer.
刚开始没有什么人要跟哎，哎，我没有时间了，忙哎，赚钱了，忙哎。
At first, no one really wanted to join in any either of these groups.
哎呀，我回来还要到家里洗衣服了，怎么样啊？怎么样啊？
People would say, "I have laundry to do when I go home. I'm busy."
但是我发现在房屋当中，很多人喜欢看电视。
But what I discovered when I went to visit people is that they actually watched a lot of TV. They watched a lot of TV and.
我来了，当然收不回去了，被我看到了。
And of course, when I showed up, they couldn't just.
我什么话也不讲呢。
But I would never say anything.
哎，可是主人一步一步的做，哎。看到神的工作出来了。
But praise God, step by step, God's work emerged.
尤其跟我说没有办法了，不行了。这样的人啊，天传道，我可以参加吗？当然可以啊。
And even the people who at first had given me all these excuses came up to me and said, "Can I join in too?"
就出来了。
And so everything started to come out.
结果在那一次的灵布道会。
And so in that spiritual convocation,
慕道就参加的大人有三十几个。
There were 30-some visitors, adults.
受圣灵的有二十一个。
There were 21 who received the Holy Spirit.
才四天三夜而已。
And this was in 4 days and 3 nights.
大家都吓呆了，二十几年没有慕道者，一个已经接近快要关门的教会。
Everyone was simply stunned how this church could be like this.
结果在那一次的受洗真的很特别。
And that baptism was also a very unique one.
接受受洗的有十六个。
There were 16 souls baptized.
哇！结果大家一起到洗礼场看。
And everyone went to the site of.
那一次参加这个到洗礼场关心这些受洗的人数，超过100人左右。
There were roughly 100 people who were there observing.
过去啊，只有三五个关心这个教会自己生的孩子一两个受洗。哪像受洗嘛？
In the past, at baptisms, there would only be 3 or 5 people baptizing their own children.
忠心传讲神的福音呢、啊，这个人都会被改变的。
And so, if you are faithful in preaching this gospel, then,
而不是看环境、看困难、看时间、看历史的。
Then, despite all kinds of history circumstances, things will change.
哇，感谢主。
And so we praise God.
在那一次，真的神亲自带领。
That time, God Himself led us.
后来奉主耶稣圣名开始洗礼了。
And so we began to baptize in the name of the Lord.
带领唱诗，后来一起祷告。
We sang hymns and prayed together.
就在祷告的当中，我就下到水中央。
In the midst of the prayer, I entered into the water.
啊，有一个负责人就到我旁边来。
And one of the church board members was at my side.
我们就在一起祷告了。
And so we were praying together.
那奉主的名开始洗礼的时候
，When we started the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ.
哇，很多人，包括慕道朋友、信徒，看到异象。
Many people, including visitors, saw a vision.
看到什么异象
？And what did they see?
那十几个人呢、啊、
？They saw these people who were.
有的人看到异象说：“哎，本来他穿的是我们一般的衣服啊。
”And what they saw was that people who were wearing ordinary clothes.
哎，在这个河边这样看呢，神开他的眼睛看到了。
But with God opening their eyes.
这些人全部都是穿黑衣服，连手脸都是黑黑的。
The people who were going to be baptized were filthy, covered in blood.
原来还没接受洗礼啊，我们人有罪。
And this points to the fact that before baptism we are full of sin. 原
罪跟本罪耶。
We have both original and our own individual sin.
原罪是从始祖亚当夏娃留下来的。
Original sin comes from our ancestors Adam and Eve.
本罪是你从小开始长大你所有犯的大大小小的罪的。
And your individual sin comes from what you have done in your lifetime.
哇，这几个人忘记，这个忘记唱诗了，一直看呢。
And so the people who are seeing the vision forgot even to see.
一个一个进水是黑身衣服的，接受赦罪的洗礼以后，上来都穿洁白的衣服，整每一个都长得很漂亮。
And so one by one, these figures clad in black entered the water, and after baptism, they were all in white.
一直到洗礼完，最后的祷告结束就没有了。
And this vision persisted till the final prayer.
这十六个从水里面接受和华圣经大学的洗礼以后，上来啊。哇，都是穿洁白的衣服的，一直到最后祷告结束啊，
and so,
就没有看到了。
The brothers and sisters being baptized emerged, resplendent and beautiful and white.
哇，在那个时候，有的看到什么异象呢？
And so, but there are other visions too.
看到这个天使天兵啊，就围在我们洗礼场旁边，跟我们一起唱诗，一起祷告。
They saw the angels and the hosts of heaven surrounding us and singing together with us.
看到的天使好多，算不完哎。
And they saw an innumerable measure of angels.
好漂亮，在那边唱歌，跟我们一起祷告。
And it was so beautiful with singing and praying.
看到这个天开了。
So they saw the heavens open.
圣城荣耀天国的生命水啊，就从天上流下来。
And the living water that comes from the heavenly city flowed down.
高天这样流下来，一直流到我们洗礼场啊。
And so from such heights of heaven, it came down to our baptism.
就是这种借着这种神的生命水，把这些人的洗净，变成洁白的衣裳，洁白的人。
And it was this divine water of life that washed away all the sins.
有的看到天开了，神耶稣的宝血啊，就从天上降。一直流到洗礼场来。
Others saw the heavens opened and the precious blood of Jesus flowing down.
只有在我们洗礼场的地方，才是这种耶稣宝血的红色的这种水啊。
And it was only here in the place of baptism that the water was red with blood.
奇妙
，and truly wonderful.
有的看到从我们洗礼场这边呢、啊，从天上有荣光照到这个洗礼场。
Other people saw the heavens opened and a glorious light shining down upon.
然后荣光里面就有一个山洞。
And in the midst of the light, there was a
grotto. 里面有亮光啊！一直从天上的亮光就照到这个洗礼，从这个山洞里面照出来啊！
And there was a grotto from which heavenly light appeared.
这个小山洞一直通到这个荣耀的天国那边。
And through this small hole, you could see all the way to heaven.
真的感谢主，我们耶稣教会的洗礼真的合乎圣经得救的方法。
And so praise the Lord that our baptism truly is in accordance
with the Bible. 所以最得赦免了。
And so sins are washed away.
所以传福音真的要忠心传承耶稣基督跟十字架。
And so we need to be true to Jesus Christ and the cross when we preach.
耶稣基督和包括他的道理啊。
Because Jesus Christ also
十字架就是得救的真理啊。
Encompasses the word and the way of salvation.
保罗很清楚。
Paul was very clear.
我们看保罗做的圣功。
And so we can observe the work.
在神面前做的这么多，但是他还是这么样的谦卑。
Although he did so much, he was still so full of humility.
是我们人不要太复杂。
And so let's not be too complicated.
不要随便乱发明什么新方法、新道理。
Thinking up all these new ideas and methods.
你离开这个耶稣基督跟十字架救恩了，真的做不了什么的。
Once you leave Jesus Christ and the cross, you are powerless.
有的带了就给他受洗，一点基础都没有，后来又回去了，这个比不信更不好哎。
Some people lead some to be baptized who are not ready, and this is worse than if they had not believed at all.
一定要忠心传承耶稣基督跟十字架。
And so we need to be true to Jesus and the cross.
第二个方法。
The second principle.
我们再来看约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
第二，啊，对不起，哥林多前书第二章。
Or rather, First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章的第三节、第四节。
Chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
这保罗他真的非常有智慧。
Paul was indeed full of wisdom.
第三节说，他又这么谦卑的说，我在你们那里软弱、惧怕、上次甚是战惊呢。
And humility, in humility he says, I was with you in weakness, fear, and trembling.
他真的很谦卑。
And he was truly a man of humility.
他说我很软弱了，又惧怕，又战惊了。就他用，即使他用这样的方法求主耶稣的能力恩惠，更加来复辟他了。
And although he says I'm weak, I'm full of fear and trembling, this is the way that he asked Jesus for even more power.
再一次的说明说，我的话讲的道啊，不是用智慧委婉的言语了。
And once again, he emphasized my speech and preaching are not with persuasive
words. 有些人真的很怕传呢。
Many people are truly afraid of preaching.
他明明要过来要求，哎，请你参加我们教会的布道会。
And if they know they want to ask someone to come to church.
结果他不直接讲哎。
But they are not direct in what they say.
哎，你好啊。
They'll say, well, how are you doing?
哎，你好像没有事哦。
Looks like you have some free time on your hands.
哎，这个可以出去走一走哦。
Do you want to come out somewhere with me?
哎，这个我想带你去一个地方玩。
I'd like to take you somewhere fun.
哎，这个一大堆啊，就是还没讲到说请你来参加布道会。
And so, although they say so much, they don't get to the point and say there's an evangelical service at church.
这保罗真的很有智慧。
But Paul was truly a wise.
你看他那个书信啊。
Look at his letters.
你要看他为什么他特别提出这个，一定有他的原因的。最后就会进入主题了。
And so the fact that he brings this up always has a reason that we can discover.
哇，他所有的智慧的运用在怎么样让这个福音在他受困所当中啊传开来啊。
All of his wisdom is towards the aim of preaching this gospel that he preached out of his suffering.
所以他非常肯定说我不是用智慧委婉的话讲的。
And so he was quite confident that he did not use persuasive human speech.
用什么？
But what did he use?
我们看第四节最后一句话。
Let's look at the end of verse 4.
用圣灵跟大能的名证。
Demonstration of the Spirit and power.
这个很重要。
This is very
important. 我们常常说祷告求圣灵充满，但是真的做圣工，你有没有圣灵啊？
We often say that we want to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but do we use the Spirit when we do
work? 你有没有让圣灵同行，为你做见证啊？
Does the Holy Spirit come with you and witness for you?
哎，看到一个受难的信徒来了。
If you see a member who is in distress,
你能不能借着圣灵来帮助他离开，自杀的变成不要自杀了，这个罪恶的恶人了，结果领受受洗的道理了，这个圣灵来同工呢？
Can you use the Spirit to persuade someone from ending their own life or leading a sinner to salvation?
问题是神要不要跟你同工？
And the question is whether or not God wants to work with
you. 保罗非常强调这个圣灵的工作。
And so Paul prized highly the work of the Spirit.
在使徒行传他怎么样那几次的国外布道的这个旅行啊，他是怎么走的？
And so you can see his path in the Acts of the Apostles.
真的是借着圣灵的帮助哎。
His preaching was done through the help of the Holy Spirit.
也借着神迹，其实证明所传的是对的，真的有权柄，真的有能力的。
And evidenced by miracles and signs that showed that he was speaking with power and truth.
那你在讲啊，但是看不到圣灵跟你同在的权柄啊。
But often we may speak, but there is no sign of the Spirit.
看不到神的作为，神迹奇事的同行啊。
There is no sign of signs or miracles or God's abiding.
你这样讲下去，圣灵会同工吗？
So if you are like this, is the Holy Spirit working with you?
当然，你做得很辛苦啊。
Of course, you may toil and labor.
看不到神的同在。
But you will never see the abiding of God.
所以我们传讲福音要借着圣灵跟大能的名证。
And so our preaching needs to be accompanied by the Spirit and with power.
大能的名证就是指着神迹奇事的神的作为。
And the demonstration of power refers to miracles and signs.
我们请看这个哥林多前书第六章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章的十第九节。
Chapter 6 verse 9.
第九节，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺。无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、成义了。
9-11，
在这里，保罗特别说这些不义的人有这些现象，不能承受神的国。
Paul here delineates what kind of unrighteous people cannot enter the kingdom of God.
但是接受了圣经绝书做谋犯合法赦罪的洗礼之后
，But after receiving the baptism modeled in the true scripture,
这些不义的人就罪得赦免，成为新的人了。
These unrighteous people are transformed
into righteous. 受洗的时候，奉主的名洗礼啊，就运圣灵就运行在里面。
And baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit works with.
有神同在，所以有这个赦罪的功能啊。
And because God is there, then there is the power of washing.
保罗在这里说，我们奉耶稣基督的名，借着他的灵，我们被洗净，成圣成义了。
That is why Paul says we are washed.In the name and by the Spirit of the Lord.
圣灵的工作很重要。
And so the work of the Spirit is essential.
再来我们看马可福音的十六章。
Let's turn to Mark 16.
马可福音的十六章。
Mark 16.
十六章的十九节。
Mark 16 verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.
主耶稣和他们说完的话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹奇事随着。证实所传的道，在这里我们看到非常美好的见证。
19 and 20, we see a wonderful testimony.
这门徒领受了主耶稣的教训之后
，After the apostles received the teachings,
主耶稣升天了
，And Jesus ascended to
heaven. 门徒就照着主的吩咐，这样到处宣传福音。
The disciples did as he commanded and preached everywhere.
主耶稣也赏赐了宝贵的圣灵和他们一起同工。
And Jesus shed the precious Holy Spirit upon them to work.
神就用神迹奇事啊。来证实他们所传的道理是对的。
And so God used miracles and signs to prove what they were saying.
所以保罗深深的体验呢。
And so Paul had a very
profound...
And he had a profound knowledge that signs and miracles need to accompany our preaching.
记得有一次
I remember this one time.
我到医院呢去看那个信徒啊。
I went to the hospital to visit a church member.
这个信徒做过曾经做过传道退休了。
And this member had formerly been a preacher.
当时他的年纪是75岁。
And he was 75 years old.
我去看他的时候，他说他明天要出院了。
When I saw him, he said he was leaving the hospital the next day.
这个传道也留下美好的脚踪啊，很多美好的见证啊。
And this preacher had left behind wonderful footsteps and
testimonies. 敬佩这样的长辈。
And I truly admired and respect him.
啊，他告诉我。
But he, and he told me.
天传道。
And he said, Preacher Tian.
在这里不赶快出院不行啊。
If I don't get out of this hospital, it won't.
有一个人啊，他痛苦得不得了，一个病人啊。
Because there is another patient here who is in such agony.
哦，那个一叫，白天晚上像杀猪的声音一样，我在救死啊。
Because when he cries out, day and night, he sounds like a pig being
slaughtered. 有一个人，他一个人住在一个房间。
And everyone had their own room.
他说他不敢看，听说很臭。
But he said, I dare not go to see, and I hear that.
这个长辈跟我说，听说到。
There's quite a stench. And so he said, well, why don't you go take a look at it?
你怎么不先看？
So I was thinking to myself, why don't you go look at it?
哎，不行，我老了，看了搞不好，这个就等一下脑筋不好就死了。
And I said this to him, and he said, well, I shouldn't go because
这长辈真的很幽默哎。
If it's too much of a shock, I might just die on the spot.
他真的跟年轻人没有那个代沟啊。
And so he had a very good sense of humor, and I never sensed a generation.
我说好了，那我去看了。
So I said, sure, I'll go and investigate.
能够让你他的叫声那么痛苦，让你提早。提早毕业哦，那我去看到底什么人物。
And so I said, I'll go see this person who is driving you, thankfully, away from the hospital.
哎，后来他就带我到门口，他就回去他的病房了。
And see, he took me to the door of the person who was.
那我跟另外两个护士人就一起进去。
Of this sick person, and I entered with some.
一到门口啊，真的臭啊。
And as soon as I entered the door, it was.
那两个护士人就这样。
There was truly a bad smell.
一个拿手帕这样。
And the people who were with me also held up their hands and
looked at me. 我看到里面的门，这个人呢、啊，准备要开门了。我看到那两个，我这样子看他们了，他们两个马上手拿掉了。
But as soon as I looked at them, they took their hands away from.
那两个护士的年纪大，一个五十几，一个六十。
And these two church board members were in their 50s and 60s, respectively.
关心人还要这样，你怎么关心啊？
And so what I meant by my glance was, if you want to care for people,
不一定信主很久啊，你就真的做得很彻底，也不见得。
How can you show yourself like this?
重点是你是不是有心做啊？
The importance is if you have the heart to minister to others.
我看他哦，看他们两个不用讲话哎，他们知道我眼睛的意思哎。
And so with just this glance, they knew what I was trying to say to them.
是基本上这两个负责人很聪明的。
And so they were quite intelligent as well.
不是那个后知后觉或不知不觉的。
They weren't too slow.
我不知不觉的很糟糕，朽木不可雕也啊。
And because, as we know, this kind of rotten wood cannot.
还好孔子不在，所以我们没有资格讲这个话。
And so these are old sayings, but we can repeat them.
孔子是古代中国的圣人啊。
And Confucius, who said these things, was a sage of old.
后来我们进去。
And so we entered into the room.
哇，那个臭真的难闻啊。
And it was really hard to take the smell.
如果这个时候只有刚好吃饱啊，哪个都会出去的。
So if you just happened to finish your meal, it would quickly depart from your body.
啊，真的难受。
It was truly hard to take.
那太太就在那边。
And so the wife was sitting by the bedside.
先生在那边。
And the husband was there.
先生生病。
And the husband was the one who was ill.
我就问他你生什么病。
And so I asked him, what's wrong with you?
两个护士人没有摸鼻子，但是他们站得在靠那边呢比较远呢。
And so the two board members who were with me weren't holding their noses.
而且靠窗户还有风进来啊。
But they were standing quite close to the window.
那两个小心眼我都知道了，只是不好意思讲而已那时候。
And so I knew their intentions, but I didn't want to embarrass them.
那是我两个非常可爱的同工。
And these are two quite wonderful co-workers of mine.
他就给我看他的患处。
And so this man who was ill let me see what was wrong.
原来他整个一只腿啊，那左大腿啊，整个都是溃烂的，流脓哎。
So it turned out that his entire left thigh was rotting away.
Hey, 整个连那个臀部也是嘞。
And even his backside.
臀部跟一条腿找不到一个漂亮的颜色，没有啊。
And you could not see one patch of whole flesh.
黑黑流脓，烂肉掉下来，臭死。
It was dark, oozing with pus, and was very, had quite a stench.
后来，我看到大腿以上的时候，哇耶！整个身体都是纹身，前后左右手臂到大腿都是。
But when I looked up from his leg to the rest of his body, I saw that the rest of his body was likewise.
后来啊，我们就谈一谈，我说介绍耶稣给你了。
And so after conversing for a while, I said, let me introduce Jesus to you.
然后教他祷告。
And I taught him to pray.
他很虔诚的，真的在我们的方法祷告啊。
And he was very devout and did as we instructed
him. 后来就按手为他祷告。
And so we lay our hands upon him.
第三天我再去。
And I went again after 3 days.
他有两个体验。
And he said he had
two things. 第一个体验，我们祷告完以后啊。
The first was, came after the prayer.
他的左脚有知觉了，本来麻痹的，没有知觉的，有知觉了。
He recovered the feeling in his left leg that he had lost.
第一个体验就是说，本来医生下午要开刀，要准备这个很多的血袋，结果没有想到血流的很少。
And so originally, they were going to give him a blood transfusion, but he didn't end up needing it.
医生发现，哎呦，本来这只脚想要切断的，想要做这个比较严重的手术，不用了嘞。
And so originally they were going to amputate his leg, but then they felt that they didn't need to anymore.
然后半个月就好得很快。
And so within half a month he recovered swiftly.
所以我再去看他的时候，他跟我这样讲。
And so when I went to visit him again, he said, Preacher Tian,
我一定会信你们的教会。
I will surely
come to believe
in your church because I've felt God, and truly it's different.
所以啊，我好像在那种沙漠黑暗里面，我找到一颗黄金的感觉。
I feel like I found a piece of gold in the midst of a great desert wilderness.
他是为什么这样，怎么造成的？
And so, how had this come about?
他这个人呢，真的，他的外号叫眼镜蛇。Snake 那个眼镜蛇。
眼镜蛇，眼镜。Cobra. Okay. So his nickname was Cobra.
眼镜蛇很毒他的做的就是那么毒
And we know that cobras are extremely venomous, and he was the same.
他受洗以后告诉我他的生活。
After he was baptized, he told me of his past life.
他从台北，他混黑社会。
And so he belonged to a mob of
mob. 只有命令一到，眼镜蛇出动啊，从台北打到桃园，打到台中，打到高雄的。
And so since he belonged to this mob, as long as he gave a command, he could make things happen everywhere on the island.
真的很厉害嘞！
And this, he had truly
什么坏事都做尽的人呢、啊？
Powers, and he did all manner of evil things.
这个在黑社会混到眼镜蛇的名号，不得了的，人家听会跑哎。
And so if you were in the underworld and you mentioned the name Cobra, people would be
scared. 看你不顺眼就不见了。
And if he was displeased with you in any way, you would disappear.
他就因为这样，后来就被关了。
But because of this, later he was captured and taken into prison.
被抓到送到台湾的外岛绿岛，那个都是重刑犯呐、啊。关在那边呢。
Taken to one of the outer islands where all of the most vicious criminals are taken.
送到那边，他又是一个人在黑暗的独立房一个人住的，那是相当重级超级犯的才这样做的。
And not only this, but he was put into solitary confinement.
他被宣判死刑。
And he was condemned to death.
后来经过两次特赦
，But then after two
特赦
，two episodes of amnesty，
从死刑犯变作无期徒刑
，his sentence was commuted to life imprisonment，
从无期徒刑变作有期徒刑
，and life imprisonment later into a limited term。
后来他在里面还是不安分的，个子小小的，没有160公分呢、啊。
And so he was actually quite a small man in stature.
这里面还要打架。
But he loved to fight.
190斤还打输给他。
And so he beat people who were much larger than he was.
因为他是眼镜蛇嘛。
And because he was the cobra.
所以他只有他一个人啊，那个脚镣啊，跟那个锁镣加起来50公斤呢。
And just the shackles of, on his arms and legs were over 100 pounds.
你看这个人多坏啊。
So we can see what a vicious person.
后来啊，渐渐表现不错了。
But later, his conduct seem to improve.
服刑快20年了, 后来假释,
and so after 20 years of serving, he was let out on good behavior.
出来回来哦,
and so he returned.
回到那个, 他的家乡哦,
and so he returned to his hometown.
哇,那个个性难改啊。
But his character was incorrigible.
他到商店要拿任何东西啊, 老板还跟他说, 哎,谢谢你啊, 都拿, 没关系啊, 没关系啊。
So when he walked into a store and just took what he wanted without paying, and the owners would say, oh, thanks for coming.
在他的眼里不分什么人啊, 这个他最喜欢, 因为开店大部分都是这个平地人开嘛。
And so the shopkeepers were... The shop owners were people who were not in the mountainous region. And he himself was a
打架冠军啊,
was a champion drinker
fighter.
And so as long as he raised trouble, people would call the police.
一听到是他,
and when the police heard that it was him,
不会马上来的,
they would take their time in coming.
哪一个警察得罪他, 他那个晚上那个家里会烧掉。
Because any policeman who crossed his path would have his house.
这是没有证据啊, 所以找不到是谁烧的而已呢。
And his house would burn in that night.
哦,就是这么狠呢。
And so this was the kind of person he was.
真的坏透底了那个。
And he was truly rotten to the core.
有一天他的大儿子啊,
so one day his eldest son
煮一锅大锅水啊,
was boiling a big pot of water.
哇,这个水又大锅正在滚啊,
and so while the water was boiling,
这个大儿子想要从那边舀热水要去洗澡他做的准备的水了。 And
so this was water that was intended for the bath.
哇,这个他的爸爸来了。 And
so, but the father showed up.
醉醺醺的来了。And
was completely drunk.
每一次他看他们家里看到这个爸爸喝酒啊, 太太孩子就躲避啊, 在人家那边。
And thinking that this was just ordinary temperatured water.
臀部跟那个 那一只左大腿啊, 一直到脚掌啊, 都经过那个水的这个侵蚀啊。
And so he fell in, and so his entire left lower side was scalded.
过了几分钟, 这个孩子经过要拿摇水, 哎, 这怎么爸爸躺, 有的不, 这个身体怎么在这个水里面啊?
So when the son came back, after a while, he saw his father lying in the boiling water.
孩子就赶快把他拉出来的。
And quickly pulled him out.
然后就要赶快脱掉，因为他穿牛仔裤，那个湿湿，你看，那个热度很高，所以赶快把它脱起来。And
because it was so hot, he hurried to take off the jeans that he was wearing.
牛仔裤一脱掉啊，不得了哎。But
as soon as he took his
有的皮有的肉已经熟了嘞。A
lot of the flesh was cooked.
粘在那个牛仔裤上面呢。And
stuck to the inside of the pants.
拉下来，你看那个左大腿还有臀部这个地方能看吗？一直流血。And
so as soon as the pants were torn off, he started to
read it. 这个孩子赶快联络妈妈他们，虽然这个这么烂的爸爸，这么坏的丈夫，他们还是赶快送到医院呢。
So even though he was such a bad father and husband, they took him rushed
him to the hospital. 送到第一家医院，他们不敢说，哦，这个太严重了。
At the first hospital, they refused to take him because of the severity of the case.
我们人一个伤口破伤口，你看看，你就受不了了。
Ordinarily, just a cut is something might be difficult to do.
我就赶快送到一家大医院。
So they took him to a large hospital.
送到那一家大医院了。
And when they took him to this large hospital,
医生也不敢说,
the doctor refused to take this
太太跟妈妈, 这个太太跟孩子, 就在那边跪着哭啊, 求你要说啊。
And the mother and the children knelt and wept and begged him to take their
不管怎么样, 你们要说了。
And they begged him to say,
我们愿意接受最后的事实。
And to say, please just take care of him, we'll
送到医院还在那边这样, 没有感觉,
we'll take the consequences. And he was still senseless and drunk.
哇,结果要这个 要他们准备了那个什么水要消毒啊。
And so when they prepared an antiseptic treatment for him,
准备把它放进去以前啊,
it was kind of an antiseptic
这个医生叫了9个护士来帮忙啊。
9 nurses were called to help
有几个就拿那个刷子,
out.
有几个就拿那个刷子把那个手的肉给它刷到流血就真的肉。
And so they took brushes and brushed away the meat that was burnt.
当然有打麻那个麻醉药啊。
And of course, though they were doing this to his flesh, he was anesthetized as well as drunk.
就在做这个工作刷那个手的肉的时候啊, 其中有一个护士看到一阵流血，他很害怕昏倒了，就拿去急救了。
And so while they were brushing away all of this cooked flesh of his, one of the nurses fainted and herself.
后来就把这个 这个人就丢到那个消毒水里面去了。
And so they cast him bodily into this.
这个时候他才感觉到痛啊，从那个里面又跳出来啊。
Into this antiseptic bath, and he screamed and jumped back out.
医生用了最好的药，开会再开会啊，治疗他的这个腿啊、臀部啊，一个月。
And so the doctor used the best methods and medicines to cure him for a month.
不但没好，一直恶化。
But after a month.Not only did he not get
better, 就是在住院第三十天呐、啊，那个老传道就告诉我你去看他，我就从旁边的。
But he got worse, and it was, so it was on the 30th day that I happened to be there visiting
the
minister. And so after he had left the hospital,
来我们教会参加布道会。
He came to church to attend an evangelical
听到
道理
service. 听到道理，他很感动了。
He was moved by the message.
从来没有听过这种道理、啊。
Because he had never heard words like this.
太好了。
And it was too
wonderful.
And when he heard the sounds of the choir, it was so beautiful to his ears. He said, this is not the kind of song I used to sing. And he used to go to places to be entertained by various dancing and singing girls under his sway. And this was the kind of person he used to be. And the kind of person that you would run away from. And so it was announced that there would be a prayer to ask for the Holy Spirit. And so he was deeply moved in his heart. And he said to himself, I am such a sinner. Will Jesus Christ take me
in?
But he nonetheless was the first to come forward. And so I think it's really very beneficial for you to come forward in prayer. God wanted him to repent thoroughly. And after a few minutes of prayer, he saw the light of glory. When the minister's hands were laid upon him, he said there was a warm current going from head to toe.That he was extremely moved in his heart. And originally he was saying hallelujah, but then he began to speak in other tongues. And he had received the precious Holy Spirit. He was overjoyed. After his prayer, he knew that he had lived a wrongful life.And in this moment he received the Holy Spirit, he praised God for accepting
him.
And in his prayer, not only did he thank God, but he finally got a conscience. And so he made a determination to come be baptized. And we waited for about half a year to a year.And we truly praise God. Because if you want someone to truly have a heart of repentance, you need the Holy Spirit. And God can even take someone from death row and change them. And there are a lot of people who are not nearly as bad as him, but cannot even...keep themselves from speaking untruth. And people are so hypocritical. This is because the spirit and demonstrations of power are not upon this person. So lastly, Paul says,
第三个方法,
and gives us the third way of preaching in 1 Corinthians
2. 第二章的第五节,
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5.
第五节说, 我们的信不在乎人的智慧言语了。
Your faith should not be in the wisdom of men,
只在乎神的大能,
but in the power of God.
所以第五点是要靠耶稣的大能呢。
And so this, the last point is to rely on the power of Christ.
那耶稣道是传讲福音, 这个来到, 这个道成肉身来到这个世上。
Jesus became flesh and came to this world.
我们看他所走过的到处医病赶鬼这样的见证太多了。
We see there are innumerable testimonies of his
work. 又传讲天国的福音。
And he preached the gospel of the
Holy Spirit. 要人人都悔改归向他归向他神的国
So that all might listen, repent, and return to the kingdom of heaven, and return to the Bible.
回归圣经
To return to the word of
God. 要成为耶稣基督的儿女
And to become children of God.
耶稣他也是这样做的
And this is what Jesus did.
结果看到很多他的能力
And we have seen many of his works.
真的帮助了需要帮助的人
He helped those who needed it.
圣经记载耶稣的门徒有一个叫做腓力的
There was one of his disciples by the name of Philip.
他也是这样做哎。
And he also did this.
当耶稣告诉他说：“你来跟从我。”
When Jesus told him, "Come follow me."
他没有说不要或者是什么理由没有的。
He did not refuse or give any excuses.
心里面打从相信就跟从耶稣的。
And from his heart, he believed and he followed.
他得到了这个恩典以后，他后来怎么体验到神的大能呢？
And so after he received this grace, how did he experience God afterward?
我们来看这个约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的43节到51节。
John chapter 1 verses 43 to 51.
在这里43节记载啊，耶稣对他说：“你来跟从我吧。”他就跟从了。
Jesus said, "Follow me," and he did so.
他就心里想：“哎，我得到这个救恩，我也要分享给我的好朋友啊。”
And he thought to himself, "Since I have received this salvation, I want to share it with my good friend."
45节啊。
Verse 45.
腓力就找着拿单列去找他的好朋友啊。
Philip went to find his good friend Nathanael.
所以传福音其实不难啊，他的方法很简单。
So actually, preaching the gospel is very simple.
第一个就像腓力一样寻找对象。
The first, like Philip, is we just have to find
someone. 对象有亲戚朋友啊。
To preach to, such as our friends, our family, our colleagues.
你要寻找对象呢。
You need to look for someone to preach to.
从祷告中来寻找对象哎。
And you find them through prayer.
哎，他找到，哎呀，我的好朋友拿单捏了。
And he found his good friend Nathanael.
哎，第二点方法呢？
Secondly.
这个腓力就介绍了，找到他以后说：“哎，摩西在律法上先知的预言书上讲的那位弥赛亚，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
Philip preached to him and saying, "The one foretold by Moses the prophets, Jesus Nazareth."
第二个方法就是他按照真理见证介绍耶稣给他说：“哎，就是那个拿撒勒人耶稣。”
So the second thing he did was he, according to the truth, he preached Jesus of Nazareth.
他第二个方法就是这样介绍耶稣基督的。
And this was the second thing that he did.
按照先知预言的真理这样介绍耶稣的。
According to the law and the prophets.
结果拿单列怎么反应呢？
But how did Nathanael respond?
46节这里说。
46.
拿单列对他说：“拿撒勒人还能出什么好的吗？”
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
拿撒勒是一个非常小的地方。
Because Nazareth was a very small town.
那么就是没有多少户。
There weren't very many families.
根本就没有出过世上的伟人。
No one great had ever come out of that town.
从人的角度看，这里都是贫穷人呐，没有用的人呐。
From an ordinary standpoint, these were all poor people.
所以他说，这个拿撒勒城，这个拿撒勒那个地方，怎么会有什么样的人出来，有什么好的呢？
And this is why Nathanael said.How can anything good come out of
this place? 这个就是一般人的反应了。
And this is actually a very common reaction.
我们跟他讲见证，他会说：“哎呀，没有用了。这个就是经书教这个到底什么？怎么一样嘛，一样嘛，都反应都这样啊。”
If you testify to someone, they may say, "Well, what good are miracles and signs? Every church is the same."
有些人碰到这样啊，算了，不要传了，难了。自己得救就好了。
And some people, when they get this response, they may think, "Well, this is too difficult."
主耶稣有说自己得救就好了吗
？I'll just be saved myself. But did Jesus ever say this?
碰到这样，腓力没有放弃。
So Philip did not give up here.
腓力很坚定地告诉他。
Philip said very definitely.
我们看那个第三个行。
And this is the third way.
46节的最后一句话。
46, the last part.
腓力说：“你来看。”
Philip said to him, "Come and see."
你来看。
Come and see.
就是邀请他到教会到家庭聚会教会的活动带他来看他就会看到了
inviting him to church family service to pray and just to see what
一次来看不够还要两次十次五十次一百次有的可能才会来真的进到里面来
sometimes it takes more than once or maybe 10 times or 50 times
所以你来看这个意思也就是说引导拿单列到耶稣的面前了
And so when Philip said, "Come and see," what he meant was, "Let me take you into the presence of
Jesus." 你的方法如果是属于这些正确的、很好的、没有个人表现啊、什么这个用人的意思啊，很容易就做成哎。
So if you follow these three methods and you preach this very simply, you will have success.
有的信徒就告诉我。
And some members have said,
我有跟他讲了，那很硬啊，没有办法啊。
They've said, "Yeah, I've tried to preach to this person, but they're very hard-hearted."
那你跟他讲，你是不是讲得很完全呢？真理介绍耶稣是不是很完全呢
？And I asked them, "When you preach to them, are you very complete in what you say?"
你做不到，不代表说真耶稣教会都没有人可以做得到。
Just because you can't do it doesn't mean that no one in our church can do it.
你可以联络长老执事嘛，传道嘛，负责人嘛。
You can contact ministers and elders and the board members of the church. 这些被拣选
的，甚至有被圣灵差遣的，他有那个职分，一定有神特别的同在在里面嘛。
Those who have been chosen with this status or have been filled with the Holy, sent by the Holy Spirit.
有一次去黄龙一个节目上，啊，不用去了，我去过了，没有用了，这个人啊，很难了，像石头啊，比石头更硬。
they'll be able to do this. And once we were going to visit someone, but the sister who knew him said, this person is even harder than stone.
哎呀, 这么没有知识的姐妹,
but we can see that she was really ignorant in what she said.
没有关系了, 我要去看她到底, 怎么样才是比试同意啊?
So I said, well, that's okay. I'm curious to see what you mean by harder than
stone. 后来我去看没有吗? 哪里有比试同意吗?
And so later when we actually went to visit this person, and it seemed like the sister herself was the one who was harder than steel.
结果我们谈一谈,
and so when we had talked for a while, this person was willing to come, received the Holy Spirit and was baptized.
所以弟兄姐妹不要以为你跟他讲不行,
and so, brothers and sisters, don't feel if you preach to someone and they don't listen that the door is closed.
当然我们人是不行,
of course, as human beings, we are all incapable. But if we just faithfully and loyally follow God's work, we can see how Philip did this. And when Philip brought him Nathanael before Jesus, was Jesus lazy? No, Jesus. When Jesus saw Nathanael, he saw into his heart. Jesus said, here is a true Israelite in whom there is no guile. And this is truly a good person. Nathanael said, how do you know me? And Jesus answered,
and
Jesus said, when Philip called you and you were under the tree, I saw you. How could it have been possible for Jesus to actually see him so far away and behind a tree? If there are cars passing by on the street behind us, can we see them? But when Jesus said this, he touched him deeply in his heart. In verse 49, Nathanael said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel.
所以第四点呢,这个神,主耶稣就动工了,很轻松了,你看,本来不相信全的神是这个独一的真神,又是以色列的王啊。
So this fourth point that we can see from this passage is that when Jesus works, everything is very easy, even for a person who had denied him.
我们做圣工传福音啊,真的要尽本分。
And so let's fulfill our responsibility in our work.
你尽到了那个本分,剩下的主耶稣会
Once you have done your part, Jesus will continue this beautiful work.
如果还没有看到神的工作了,你也别说,哎,这怎么搞的,怎么神都不出面啊?
And if God has not yet worked, don't ask yourself,
why
hasn't God shown up?
这是都有神美好的旨意,
but be patient, because God has His
good
will. So preaching the gospel needs to be done with the principles of truth. And don't overpower God's will. Do your part and completely trust in Him and He will work.
所以第一点,
so to review, first, only preaching Jesus
and
the cross. Second, having demonstrations of the Spirit and
第三个,
power. Third, relying on the power of Jesus Christ. May God bless all of you.